This is CNN Breaking News.
We've just learned that the United States Embassy in Cairo, which is huge, has now ordered a mandatory evacuation of many of the people who work there, including family members. Let's bring in our foreign affairs correspondent, Jill Doherty, for the very latest. I know there's deep concern. When I was in Cairo in January, I saw these huge concrete blocks surrounding the U.S. Embassy. There was such fear of people storming the embassy. And I know that there is plenty of anger at the United States for supposedly backing Morsi right now. What's the very latest, Jill, that you're getting?
It is, Wolf, that this now is coming from a senior administration official, that the embassy is now saying that non-essential personnel have to leave. It's mandatory evacuation. Some will remain. The people who are very important will remain to that operation. But just a few days ago, they had voluntary, in other words, families, et cetera, could leave. Now they really have to leave. How they get out, originally they were saying that if there are commercial flights, they could do that. And of course, that depends upon the security situation. So we're trying to establish how exactly those personnel would get out. And don't forget, Wolf, that Barbara Starr just a few days ago was reporting that U.S. Marines who are stationed in southern Europe are on alert as a precaution. They could go in very quickly if the situation turned into that.
Are officials at the State Department yet defining whether or not this was a coup? Because as you know, Jill, there is legislation that was passed by Congress, signed into law by the president, that if there is a military coup, that could end U.S. military and economic assistance to Egypt, which totals, what, about $1.5 billion a year?
Right. And then there's other money for, you know, other purposes. But they are not. In fact, I asked that question, but they are not saying at this point, and it's a crucial question. You're right, Wolf. Is it a coup? Because that could define whether or not the U.S. would have to pull the aid. However, as we've been saying, there is a way that Secretary of State John Kerry could have a waiver if they decided that it was in the national security interest of the United States, or there might be another reason. So that we'll be looking for that definition if they even give it very soon. It might, you know, it's actually has a lot of implications to say that it's a coup. So I'm sure they won't do that lightly or very quickly.